Well, hello and welcome to the Bottom Line Me podcast, where we like to talk about issues, challenges, and strategies that title insurance agents face every day. I'm your host, Ann Allard. Today, I want to remind you about a new release that came out by the Title Report. Annually, they conduct a survey, which is called the Voice of the Title Agent. The survey covers a wide variety of topics from compliance to security and technology. This annual survey also asks agents to identify business opportunities and concerns that are currently top of mind. When they were asked to identify their best opportunity in the next 12 months, over half of the respondents listed a renewed sales and marketing approach as one of their top priorities and one of their best opportunities in the next year. So now, as somebody who firmly believes in the power of strategic planning, I've always advocated for starting with a written plan. In my experience, I found it particularly useful when I'm attempting to define a goal or craft a sales and marketing strategy. So I'm very excited today to have joining me someone who can shed some light on business planning and how it can help us to renew our sales and marketing approach. Bill Svoboda is a brand evangelist and the co-founder of Close Simple. Close Simple provides software as a service solution used by title companies, escrow companies, and real estate attorneys to aid in the closing of real estate transactions. So, Bill, welcome. I'm so excited to have you join me today.
Thanks for having me, Anne. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, this is going to be a great conversation. So, before we dive into the topic, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Close Simple.
Well, the backstory is before I got into title, I owned a t-shirt company. And as all logical, you know, career transitions go, I went from t-shirts to title, both start with a T. And the whole thing that got me into title was my business partner and I had an idea. And the whole process was, how can we simplify the real estate process? So we basically found a real estate brokerage that thought this is the greatest thing ever. And we launched with them this idea of a timeline tool. Domino's had just come out with the pizza tracker at that point. And we thought, what if we could do something similar in the real estate industry, create like a pizza tracker for the closing process for a real estate agent to maybe use. So we signed an exclusive deal with the number one REMAX in the world. A year later, the owner pulls us aside and goes, guys, none of my real estate agents are using this cool timeline tool, but I own a title company, and the number one complaint from my real estate agents against my title company is bad communication. Could you put this timeline tool into my title company? And that was literally it. So we took the timeline tool. I sold my t-shirt company. I started that out of my college dorm room, sold that so I could do title software full time now that we had an actual customer. And who knew, you know, 8 years later, here we'd be.
Wow, that's a great story. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Now, I've got one more question before we start talking about business planning, and that is, you are what is called a brand evangelist. Now, you've got to tell me, what is exactly a brand evangelist and how did you become one?
Well, I'd say, so I kind of gave you the quick elevator pitch on how we started the company. Our whole goal is to simplify the closing process with software and whatever we can do to make it simple. And part of that is going around the country, and I get to speak to so many people each year. And I love to talk not just about Close Simple, how our software can help title companies, but how each title and escrow company should be simple, how it should be simple for the consumer, for the realtor, how the escrow staff, how the processors, how their job should be simpler. So what I love doing is getting to talk around the country about really big concepts and trying to simplify them so that everybody can understand it. Because like I said before, you know, I didn't start in title, I started in t-shirts. So I learned this industry from the bottom up, and that's really how our software works. So yeah, I'm the brand evangelist for Close Simple, and that just gives me the right to go around the country and talk, give keynotes, speak to on behalf of underwriters like yourself, and share mm-hmm. the good news of making the process simple.
That's wonderful. Well, that's the theme, simple. I love that. I think that's going to be my, I like to pick a theme word every year. So I think I might change mine now and replace it with the word simple. But thanks for sharing that. That's a great story. So, all right. So on to our topic. Now, I don't know about you, but over the years, I've encountered and crafted an array of business plans. Some of them are basic blueprints. Other ones were very comprehensive, real roadmaps that left no stone unturned. Now, while I believe that taking the time to craft a plan is really an important exercise, I don't think it's just important for a business owner, but I think it's also beneficial if you're a manager, a leader, even a sales professional. In my experience, it's been the best way to find my footing, but also to really chart a course that takes me towards some kind of sustainable growth and success. And I know that you're a great believer in all of that. So can you talk a little bit about how you've simplified this plan?
Well, let's step back to this. You know, some of the, we're all in the title and escrow industry. We're at conferences all the time. And I realize some of the best conversations happen just at the bar after the conference. You know, and if we go to any, you know, go to an Old Republic conference, you go to an Alta conference, you go to anything, there's always going to be kind of the happy hour sessions, things like that. And at those sessions, nobody has the bandwidth to carry around a huge binder and open it up and go, this is what the plan is. You know, nobody's walking around like that. We're all just showing up to the happy hour, talking business. When you show up in front of a realtor to try to win their business, you don't have a huge PowerPoint presentation to share. You know, you have a conversation. And what I tried to do was I thought, you know what? As I'm getting to speak around the country, what if I could distill what it looks like to grow a title company with sales and scale a title company with efficiencies and systems to one page? What if it was like a napkin? Like you have the best ideas on a napkin. You just write it down when you're at the bar and you're like, boom, 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 I need to do this. I need to do that. Mm-hmm. And that was really the impetus for this. I've been speaking around the country and everything sounds so complicated. You need to do this or this or this. And I thought, let's try to get it all on one page because one page is manageable. There's your one page growth and scale plan for your business. And that's really how it came about.
Incredible. All right, well, let's jump in. So what's the first segment or the first thing that people need to do when they work with a simple business plan that you've created?
Yeah, well, you know, and everybody on this podcast, they might not be able to see this business plan. So I'm going to do my best to describe it. And the easiest way to describe it is what I did was I took 11 boxes that make up everything that goes into your title or escrow company, okay? Everything from like mm-hmm. why you started it to who your customers are to your value proposition being title, the title search that you're doing to how you do your marketing, your sales, everything that way. And I actually split it up into five different areas, okay? So let's just give a 10,000 foot view of these five areas, okay? Without going into the 11 boxes, let's just talk about how we've broken it up, okay? The first area that I really think we need to be focusing on is this. We need to be thinking about our customer segments. Who are we serving? Okay, a lot of times in our title and escrow conversations, we talk about the customers, the customers, the customers. And the customer could be the realtor, it could be the referring party being even a lender, it could be about the consumers. Yeah. But what I want to get to, if we're going to create a growth and a scale plan, grow sales, scale with systems, we need to get very clear right away with who are our customers? What segments are we serving? Okay, so that's number one. Okay, so customer segments. That's the first real pillar.
Right, got it.
Second real pillar that I get excited about talking about is the value proposition. What value proposition are you actually selling? Okay, when I talk about value proposition, and I know we're going to have kind of more breakouts, you know, after this, where we're actually going to talk about you know, these different parts. But value proposition being, what are you selling? You're not just selling title and escrow. You're not just selling the search process. It's like this. When you purchase a pair of Nikes, what are you buying? You're not just buying shoes. You're buying, I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Michael Jordan. When you're buying from your favorite stores, you're not just buying the commodity, you're buying the ease of walking in. When you go to Amazon, you're not just buying a book, you're buying the next day it's going to arrive to your doorstep. So what are you actually selling? I think a lot of title and escrow companies, we get lost in this idea of we sell title and escrow insurance. Like we sell title insurance. But there's right. So much more. I want to go deeper than that to what are you selling? So first is customer segment. Second is value proposition. What are you actually selling? The third area that I like to focus on is what I call the vision for your business, the vision for your business. I think this is an area that a lot of people in this industry, we overlook, because you get a lot of attorneys, you get a lot of people who are amazing technicians in the business. They were a great processor, escrow officer, closer. So they start their own title company. They see an opportunity here to go into it. But there's always a why behind why we get into business. And as we get busy doing business, we often forget the why. So if I'm going to talk about this third area, the vision for your business, which actually drives your value proposition, what you're creating, it breaks into two areas. And those two areas are, why did you get into your business? What is your why? Why did you get into business? What is your big reason for being in this industry? Why do you have a shop? Why do you have employees? Why do you think that when you wake up in the morning and you put your pants on and you put your shirt on and you go into the office, you're making a difference? What is it? The second area of that is just, what's your three-year picture? A lot of title and escrow companies, we live in this idea of just these little snapshots. We live in almost like week or month snapshots. We live in the market snapshots. What's the market doing right now? What I want to pull us back to is, what's our why and what type of business do we want to build over the next 3 years? And 3 years, because three is a very attainable number to dream. So those are the first three sections, Ann. You know, customer segments, yep. Value proposition, and the vision. So we still got two more. But how does that sound so far?
I'm all ears. And what I find so interesting is that you start with customer segments before you even go to the why. And I think that's, you know, that's in my mind, that changes the way I even would look at a business plan today. And I suspect a lot of folks in our audience might feel the same way, but it makes logical sense. So keep going. Tell me next. What's next?
Yeah. And I know we're doing separate podcasts for each of these five areas. So we're going to dig into that customer segment, why I believe it's so important to start there. Okay. So we had customer segments. Then we had then we had value proposition, what you're selling. Mm-hmm. Then we had your vision for the business. The next area is what I call the foundation for scale. The foundation for scale. And this is made up.
Tell me more.
Yeah, this is really made up of four things. So how are we creating the value proposition that we're selling? That's the big question that we're trying to solve here with our foundation for scale. So the foundation for scale are four areas. The first thing is, what makes your title or escrow company unique? Okay, if we're going to create a value proposition, what is it about your company that makes you unique? Mm. In a world of options, why should a real estate agent refer somebody to you? Okay, and if you look at this business growth and scale plan that I created, there's going to be some arrows that go right from that box into the value proposition, because what makes you unique as a company is going to affect the value proposition that you're selling. Okay, this is almost, what are people saying about you when you're not in the room? What would a real estate agent say about you? Okay, that's number one in this area. Second is the customer experience process. I'm very deliberate to say this, customer experience process. Okay, this could be your system for doing a closing. It could be from the time a real estate agent comes in contact with your business to the time you close the first file with them to the time that you close the 1 millionth file with them. What process does your team follow to complete the files? Okay. And the reason I call it the customer experience process and not just what is your process is because I want to get so specific on why are we even in business? We're in business for the customer. We started with the customer, so let's create a process around the customer. And we're going to go deep into, you know, like what the customer experience process is. But do you have a process, or does Stan do it one way? Does Jill do it another? Does that closing team, does that location, does fill in the blank, do they do it different? Okay. So that's the second area under foundation for scale. Third is your partners and resources. Who helps you create the value proposition that you're selling? Who are your underwriters? Who are the software providers? What does your team look like? What's your team structure? This is where we can dive into all the different types of management styles. What type of business are you running? Do you have full-time employees? Do you have contractors? Do you have outsourced workers? But who are the partners and the resources that help you create the value proposition that you're selling? And the fourth area here, and this is really big, is just security and compliance. We know that this industry, security is a big thing, risk mitigation, wire fraud, everything. These are all hot button topics. So what is your plan for that? If you don't have these four areas, I think it's very hard to talk about scaling your business with the right system. So that's why this is important as the fourth area, the foundation for scale. If you don't have each of these areas, we don't need to talk about how to market your business better. We don't need to talk about the next marketing or sales strategy. We need to talk about, let's get your systems in place so that we can actually throw some gas on it then when we get to the fifth area, which, you know, we're going to talk about the growth engine.
The growth engine. Okay.
So fifth area here, growth engine. What is the growth engine? It's really three areas, three things. It's comprised of marketing processes, sales processes, and your retention processes. Okay. What are you doing on marketing, sales, and retention to keep your value proposition in front of your customer segments? What is your strategy here? A lot of title and escrow companies that I talk to, you know, we focus a lot on marketing. We look at marketing and sales as the same thing. Right off the bat, I'm separating those two, and I'm going to go marketing processes, sales processes, and retention processes. So marketing, what is marketing? It's just getting people into your funnel. What is your brand? What is the promise that you're making to your customers or potential customers? I like to say, what are they talking about you when you're not in the room? You know, that goes right from the three uniques also. So what are you doing to get your brand out there? Second is the sales process then. What are you actually doing when people are aware of you to make you the only logical choice when somebody thinks about closing a file? What is your sales process going from getting 50 realtors in a room for some seminar to getting them to give you the first deal? Do you have a process there? Okay. And then the third area is your retention process. Retention process is once they've given you that file, how are you making it such a sticky transaction to where they could never imagine going to some other title company? They've given you it. They've heard about you with marketing. They've given you a chance with sales. Now, how are you going to keep them as a customer? And we got to talk about that. That's a fun one. So there you go, Gant. There's the five areas.
That is, wow. That's a lot to digest, but you've also made it very manageable, I think. I like the way you've broken it out into the five different categories. I think for most of our audience, it makes it doable and manageable. It's not so overwhelming, as I said earlier, that sometimes you look at a plan and it becomes too daunting. And what happens is you walk away, or you just never finish it, and you move back into the day-to-day business and forget about the fact that you need to go back and put that plan together. So that's awesome.
And, you know, everybody on this podcast, they can't see this right now. So if they go to closesimple.com/onepage, O-N-E-P-A-G-E, they can check it out right there too. I'll make sure that we get some resources on there for them too.
Terrific. Terrific. Great. Well, do we want to dive into the first category at this point? I mean, we're,
yeah, I think that's,
I'm all ears.
I think that's the next podcast. I think that's where we want to start with the customer segment. Mm-hmm. So maybe we hop to that one.
Great. Well, Bill, this has been a really interesting and enlightening conversation. And I think for our audience, there's more to come. So be sure, we usually like to end our podcast with a bottom line here. And I usually ask the guests to give us the bottom line, but I think in
I got one. Here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line, Ann. Title and escrow is complicated enough. We need to make it simple. Our goal, you and my goal, title person on this call, this webinar, our entire job is to make it simple for buyers, seller, realtors, lenders, for our team. How can we make a complicated thing simple? There it is. There's your bottom line.
I love it. Well, my bottom line was going to be sure to join us for the next segment of this podcast to talk more about the customer, where we're going to take a deeper dive into the customer segments portion of your business plan. So until next time, everybody, let's all continue to learn, grow, and prosper. Thanks, Bill. See you back here soon.